Walker from Cape May County Health Department. Previous to my work at Cape May County Health Department, I have worked at LaSalle University. I had the great pleasure of coordinating several grant-funded programs, childhood lead poisoning, positive youth development, and urban men's health. And I also was adjunct faculty with the public health students in the field, in their field rotations, and they worked on a lot of the real-world public health projects. So that's kind of the lens that I viewed my appointment. And so I moved to Cape May County, New Jersey. It's the southern tip of New Jersey, very beautiful area. We have 100,000 year-round residents. We swell to over 600,000 in the season. We have 21,000 plus uninsured. We have few resources for uninsured, and we have few organizations with capacity. So what happened was the health department has taken on a lot of programs that in other counties, private nonprofits or non-governmental agencies are providing their services. So the nursing division, I was a new public health nursing director, and 100 years of nursing experience walked out the door as I walked in. If I'd known that was going to happen, I might have had second thoughts about my move. The nursing director left. She'd been there 25-plus years. Her assistant left, and a couple of the public health nurses that had been there throughout their whole career. The division's responsible for public health nursing, home care nursing, communicable diseases, bioterrorism. At the time, we were involved in a multi-state exercise called Top Off. The idea was that there was going to be a plague outbreak, and it was to test the public health infrastructure to handle that outbreak. We have grants and clinics. The responsibilities on the clinical side, we have many clinics. Our family planning clinic is running every day, and the other clinics, the cancer screening, child health, STD, et cetera, are also running concurrently. We have two clinical spaces, separate clinical spaces. We also do flu and pneumovax vaccines. We just recently had a flu vaccine clinic where we vaccinated over 3,000 residents in 5 hours. We're very proud of that. We have other services that we provide. We're the single entry point for children in the county who have special needs, and we also case manage those children. Home care, bioterrorism, the school in New Jersey, we are mandated to audit our schools and our daycares every 3 years, every one of them in the county, to make sure that they're up to date on their immunizations. We provide a lot of outreach and education. We're a community resource, and we consult with our environmental department on lead and environmental issues. So what kind of skills does it take to be proficient in this health department? It takes top-notch clinical assessment, communication, case management, and program planning skills. It also takes, we have regulatory requirements. We have an ambulatory care license, and we're certified home care. So nurses need to be proficient in those regulatory requirements. The division status, the nurses were spread across many funding streams. The communicable diseases were spread across staff. There's 80-plus reportable communicable diseases. So if somebody, Trish, who does Vibrio, was out that day, you know, we had to find somebody else to do that follow-up. All the staff had home care clients. Some of the staff could work with kids. Some of them had the STD skills, so sometimes we were canceling clinics if that staff was off or sick. There were staff vacancies. The salaries were low. I was able to hire two nurses, but they both left very early. One left in 3 days, and the other one did last a month. And they're very experienced nurses, but I think the depth and the breadth of what they were expected to do frankly scared them. So that really made me think. In addition to that, we have a lot of political challenges. There's resource competition in the county budget. We compete with the zoo, the nursing home, the prosecutor's office, a lot of different competing priorities. Changing priorities, it's SARS, it's avian flu, now it's MRSA. Civil service requirements, all of our nurses have to go through civil service and have their job approved at the state level, and then they have to write a letter to the county administrator requesting an appointment, and the process can take 9 months, and I have to advise nurses of that. There's 99.9% chance that they're going to get their job, but there is also We now have a lot of veterans coming back, and if a veteran in the meantime applies for that job, they get there's a preferred status. So that doesn't really help with recruitment too much. And we have a lot of changing leadership. We had leadership change in the state. Our health officer left after 42 years. And today our freeholder is up for re-election. So I may get back and have a new freeholder in charge. So what to do? I thought, well, I'll go and I'll assess the public health practice standards. I'll review the New Jersey state job descriptions. And then we have a local college that has an RN to BSN program, and they have just developed a new pre-licensure program. So I thought I'll get their syllabus, and I'm going to compare these the standards and the academic objectives and see how we're preparing the nurses for the job at the health department. And re-engineer the nursing division, but that's another lecture. So the public health practice standards for local boards of health in New Jersey are the legislative law for public health practice. The goal is to assure the provision of a modern and manageable array of public health services, which was the goal, and protect and promote physical and mental health, prevent disease, injury, and disability. And the public health nursing definition is also in the practice standards, and it's pretty basic, utilizing knowledge from nursing, social, and public health sciences, provide the core public health functions, and deliver the 10 essential public health services, and support the daily operation of the public health agency. So then the qualifications in New Jersey. For a long time, the qualifications for a public health nurse in New Jersey were a baccalaureate degree. Several years ago, they downgraded the requirement to an associate degree and developed a whole new category of nurse called a graduate nurse, public health. And the job description changed. The original public health nurse, under direction, could provide and conduct epidemiological investigations, provide services, and also assist with the core public health functions. As you can see, the graduate nurse job description on the left is a little bit more, is less flexible. That nurse requires close supervision and really is only prepared to operate in the clinic and the home setting. And the core public health functions, assessment, assurance, and policy development, I just put them up for review. And the 10 essential services, when you look at those essential services, they're very complex. And the one that really jumps out to me in the health department is enforcing laws and regulations. We get called constantly about the laws, a lot of the vaccine laws and the communicable disease laws, and the nurses are the front line answering those questions. So they really require a depth of knowledge about those issues. The other thing I want to do is I want to look at the academic objectives at our local public health, at our local college. It's a state college, and I looked at the public health nursing standards. Now, this was quite an exercise. I kind of naively thought they might line up, like one next to the other, and maybe do a real good, easy crosswalk. Well, that wasn't the case. There's 15 public health nursing standards, and there's 11 academic objectives in our curriculum. So I'm just going to give you a brief idea of my thought process, and then I'll give you more information on that, on my outcome. So one of the public health nursing standards is to provide clinical preventive services, including clinical screenings and preventive care. The academic objective that I thought most closely paralleled that standard was to perform and monitor therapeutic nursing interventions that are evidence-based in nursing and epidemiological research methods. So I felt like the academic objective addressed the public health nursing need, and it also enhanced it, that we weren't just going to provide services, but that they were going to be evidence-based and grounded in epidemiological research methods. But on the other hand, I didn't see any note about preventive services in the academic objectives. The next one that I looked at was facilitating access to care through the use of nursing assessment, referral for risk reduction, prevention, restorative and rehabilitative services. And the academic objective that addressed that standard was to develop and evaluate plans for improved healthcare delivery to selected client systems from diverse population groups, et cetera. So it it was addressing the public health nursing standard, and it was also going, I thought, further with bringing in diverse population groups. And another one for an example was planning, developing, and initiating interdisciplinary nursing care plans and case management. And in academia, the objective was for the nurse to actually assume the role of caregiver, educator, client advocate, et cetera. So I think that my thinking was that the academic objective even took the standard a step further. So as I analyzed the themes, in the public health nursing standard themes that I didn't see addressed as richly as I would have liked to see them addressed in the academic objectives. And these are words and concepts that public health nurses live with and breathe every day. Outreach, case finding, data collection, prevention, funding, access, communicable disease, and underserved. But on the other hand, the academic objective themes that I didn't see on the other side in the public health nursing standards that I'm very impressed with and I think are very much needed for practice, political activists, leadership, human diversity, the lifespan illness wellness continuum perspective, systems theory, and the ethical framework. So in conclusion, with my analysis from my background in academia and now being in practice and responsible for having nurses do this work in the public health agency, I thought the academic objectives encompassed all the public health nursing standards. There's a language disconnect. It took me, and I've been in nursing for a long time, quite a while to connect the wording in the academic standards with the public health nurse standards. I thought the BSN syllabus is on the right track. I have concerns that all those objectives can be accomplished in the time frame. It's only 6 credits to accomplish all those objectives. The academic objectives, and I did speak to some of the faculty at this college, they do take a wider community focus, whereas I'm looking more at a narrower public health population focus. The knowledge base is so broad, and it's an extraordinary skill set. The future, I wish that we would stick with the BSN minimum preparation. I'm part of the problem. When you're an administrator and you need help, you know, sometimes you have to take the nurse that will take the job. We need to work on the language disconnect, I think, between the standards and the objectives. Continue work with the Quad Council and the NACCHO. They've been doing a lot of work on competencies. Reference the ANA scope and standards of practice in academic objectives. Utilize health departments as clinical sites. Develop separate elective and population-based public health nursing. Utilize public health nurses as adjunct faculty. And utilize public health nurses on academic advisory committees. And also, we need to invite faculty to be on our public health advisory committees. Integrate public health nursing throughout the RN curriculum. And on the practice side, we need to really, and I need to do this in our agency, have a structured orientation for our new public health nurses. Need to develop some of the experienced staff as preceptors and monitors. Stick to that regulation. The grad nurses, if you're a grad nurse and you have an associate degree, you really do need to complete a population-based course as per the regulations. We have not been requiring that of our nurses. And incorporate time for training in the public health nurse schedule. I say 10% of their time should be directed to ongoing training. Thank you.
We've got about a minute and a half, or we'll take one question and then we'll move on.
In New Jersey, we have what we call home rule, and the freeholder is the head of the county, is the head of county government. Many other areas, they call them county commissioners.